Bienvenue sur Delta FM 90.2.
Aujourd'hui, nous accueillons deux Danois, deux Allemands, ainsi qu'un Autrichien et un Italien.
Nous sommes réunis aujourd'hui pour parler du projet Communius. C'est un projet basé sur le développement durable, sur lequel nous travaillons depuis le début de l'année avec d'autres pays.
Dans ce projet, nous avons cherché à voir comment les autres pays abordaient le développement durable et l'écologie. Quand nous avons commencé à travailler sur ce projet, nous nous sommes tous demandé « What sustainability means to you ?»
In the following, some students will explain what they call sustainability.
Hello, my name is Marius. I'm from Denmark. To us, sustainability means that you will have to reduce your amount of CO2 emitted into the atmosphere by reducing your cost of energy and make some your technology advanced enough to reduce the CO2 emission. And maybe commit to projects like windmills and other types of energy sources.
Yeah, but hello, my name is Bendy, and sustainability also is about getting making the world a better place for the coming generations, and that's it's what we're doing through the new technology and more green technology.
Yeah, hello. My name is Raphael from Austria, and I think, in my mind, I think it's better when we should help the Earth to clean it, to help that this is green, to recycle, and yeah, this is my opinion.
Hi, I'm Luca from Italy, and sustainability, I think, is also use energy smarter. Because you can spend a lot of energy in, for example, you can throw away energy for use.
Hello, my name is Maria and I'm from Germany. And I think the most important aspect of sustainability is treating our world that way, that following generations can still live on it.
Yes, and that's also why I think that, as Raphael mentioned, that recycling is really important because we are producing a lot of waste, trash, etc., and that will be a problem for the future generation. I have it clear.
Yeah, we also should spend more money into paper things and not into plastic. Because plastic never is done, and paper rots, and so it produces always to the trees. We spend a lot of money in trees.
Yeah, especially on paper. I think that we should consider our recycling of paper, because paper uses a lot of both wood and water in producing, and we use it a lot for everything, and that's a really big problem that we should cut down on.
I think another problem is that we produce much of waste, and it's very important that we reduce it.
So, right now we got some impressions of sustainability. Our next topic is our work at this week.
This week we have been doing some workshops on the Pachilisi, and I can't really remember what all the workshops are about, but because I've been making radio, does anyone of you?
The answer the surveys which we make in each country, and so we can see also how all other countries live and what they could do it better to make the earth cleaner and to better.
Yes, they will analyze the results of the survey so that we can present them to other students, other schools, and other persons.
Yeah.
I know a group went to make a presentation for tomorrow about what we have done in the different countries, and they are working on it right now, I think.
Yeah, and it's divided into topics like clothing and transportation and food, warming of houses and stuff like that.
Yeah, waste, recycling, that's also important in the survey.
Transport. Yeah.
So now that we know what the communist students will do this week, we will take about how the students work on the project.
Well, at first, most students prepared the questions for the survey. They spread it at work, and family, at friends. And the next step was to analyze the results on a national...
Yeah, in Denmark we have been taking a trip with our history teacher to Copenhagen, the capital of Denmark, to look at how Copenhagen was built, because Copenhagen was built on a big pile of trash, actually. And we looked at how the development of the city and the including of the trash has been a factor in Denmark.
And we also looked at how that the last 10 years have, how the policy of this trashing have changed, because if you look just 20 years back before communes, before sustainability even existed as a term, there actually weren't anything called ecologically proof. It wasn't a proof and you didn't know anything about it. People were just dumping the trash everywhere and chemicals everywhere they wanted because people didn't know about this. And it's still happening in a lot of places.
Yeah, and so we have been looking at how the Copenhageners have been introduced to the term of sustainability and why they shouldn't just throw out the trash like they used to.
Okay, yeah, we in Austria, we have in the week 2 lessons, and we always prepare there for the Comenius project. It means we have looking after some companies which who have some collectors or who live sustainability.
Yes, in Germany we work together with the ANL, the Academy for Protecting Environment and Nature, which is our external partner, and with which we had a press conference.
Okay.
In Italy, a group of 3 students created a kind of can crusher to reduce the spare of their waste.
Okay. Next, we will talk about some results of the survey. We will concentrate on the topic energy and transport because there have been many differences between the countries.
Well, you can see in the survey that have been done that that in, for example, in Germany,
We could see that in Austria and in Germany, the car is preferred by about 70%. That's very high, and one reason for this might be that the cost for public transport means in Germany and Austria are very high.
Yeah, in Denmark the problem too is that the cost of taking the bus to work or to school or the train is too high to make it an efficient and economically good method to get to work and where you have to get to. That is definitely the number one reason why people don't use public transportation as much as they should, because it has been proved many times that not using the car but preferring the bus or the train is the most environmentally friendly way to get around.
Yeah, in Austria, the rising price is enormously, and it's bad for us because we can't pay that as a student, and so we use the cars to get that work or to get to the school, and we don't use the bus or the train. Yeah.
In Denmark, actually, the government just made a plan that they will reduce the public transport costs with I think 40% or something like that. And they're going to do it with help from because they're going to invest more in green energy like windmills and biogas and stuff like that. And from that they will make the public transportation more cheap.
Yeah, it's a big plan that they have scheduled for many years ahead in the future, and it's supposed to make Denmark a greener and better country. Actually, right now we have a very good solution for students to use public transportation. We have a solution with a card that is really affordable for student loans.
It's 300 kronor a month.
I don't know how much it is.
50 euros.
50-60 euros to get to school and back for free, absolutely for free. And you can drive around in the rest of the country via bus or train for half the price if you have the card. So that's a solution that a lot of students use, especially students who live in the countryside like I do and Benji does.
Okay, in Austria they are not so high because there are 20 euros per year what we have to pay, but we can only use the way from school to home and from home to school, and all other ways they are not possible to go with the card, and there are sometimes a lot of costs, and yeah, well, this is why we drive with the car.
Well, the idea behind the part of that you can drive around the whole country with the card is actually that they're trying to get it more deep into your culture, that it's okay to take public transport a long way without it being too expensive. And it's proven that after the card started, after they first didn't make this card, that most the students use public transportation more and more because it's so cheap and they can go for a really long time with the car.
But still, public transportation is still better in Copenhagen because it's a bigger city. There's metro and in a train system, and then the auto train system to the rest of the country, plus buses and of course taxis. But can't really call that a public transportation. But for people living in smaller cities like we do, the buses are not that common. It's not that often, and it's not used by older people and working people. It's mostly students taking the bus from and to home.
And this fact about nuclear power leads to us last topic, a discussion about nuclear power. There exist many different opinions about whether power is good or not, and why so. In the following, some students will explain arguments pro-nuclear power and some again.
In the survey, we discovered that in France, for example, there are about 60% of all energy produced by nuclear power. In Germany, there are 20% produced by nuclear power. That's maybe because only two countries, namely France and Germany, have active nuclear power plants.
Well, in Denmark, I'm almost sure that 0% of the energy came from nuclear power because we don't have any. The problem about nuclear power is that. Yes, it is a green energy source, but when the rods from the reactor don't work anymore, you can't dump them. You don't have anywhere to place them. And yes, you can place them somewhere temporarily, but it's still dangerous.
Yeah, but it means that even though it's a minimal waste, the waste is extremely dangerous and hard to deport. In Denmark, we don't have active nuclear power, but we get some of our energy from Germany, which is made with nuclear power. So you can say that indirectly we get some power, but it's not a percentage of the total power consumption.
In Austria, we also get energy power from Germany because we had no active nuclear producer. And it's important for us because I don't think so. We could stay without the nuclear power, and nuclear power is not the best, but it's not the worst thing, because you have no so much waste. But it's on the other hand, it's very it's radioactive, and this is the problem.
Yes, in Denmark we too use natural gas and other fossil fuels like oil to power our power stations, and that is a problem because they emit CO2 and that ruins the environment for everyone, so to say. We also like to burn waste, but that both emits CO2 and it leaves a big pile of chemicals that we have to dump in forest and stuff to get rid of it.
Big holes in Copenhagen.
Yeah, so the Danish government is seeking to increase the amount of windmills in Denmark. We have a lot of windmills, but we could get more to get our energy from
the wind.
From the windmill. I don't know the word. Renewable energy was the word. Yeah. So it's a constant natural and green solution to the energy problem. Right now, 20% of Danish homes are powered by windmills, but the real problem is factories and bigger institutions and everything that's not a private home. That's a very big power consumption that needs to be covered, and we don't have enough windmills to do it. It's windy in Denmark, but it's not windy always, so the solution really depends on that.
Yeah, it's the same in Austria. We have also windmills, but that's not enough to give the energy to some factories or to companies, to bigger companies. They need another energy to make the company, to hold the company.
Well, I think that is one of the most important positive aspects of nuclear power plants. That they are very effective. One nuclear power plant can produce much more energy than one windmill.
Yeah, for example.
Yeah, but the problem with windmills are that they're making people sick. In Denmark, they discovered that windmills make this supersonic sound that get people stressed, and they're getting really sick from it. And that's the problem with windmills, that you can place them where there is a sea, for example. In Denmark, we place a lot of our windmills at the sea because the wind is blowing almost all the time for the first, and it doesn't disturb anyone. But for people who live near windmills, they're getting really sick and they're having problems with going to work and stuff. So it's actually a kind of big problem with windmills too, because yes, they're green and yes, they're cheap to make, but they are making people real sick.
Yeah, and that's also why there's a big problem in putting up a windmill, because there's a lot of people living around that you have to take into consideration when you build the windmill
parks.
And it's not possible that they should turn to another place, they build them a house or so on.
No, because a lot of homes in Denmark are really old. A lot of houses are really old, and the people who live in the countryside where there's wind like to be living in old houses. So it's not, we are not that keen on building and tearing down. We much rather keep the old houses and then place the windmills accordingly.
Okay.
Plus that the government are not. They have not mandate to push people out of their homes, only if they're building subways or maybe a highway or stuff they can't do. But if it's a question about green energy or windmills, they can't do it. And actually, there was a case not long ago where they just put away a big I almost think it was like 20 super windmills because there was people that lived nearby and they wouldn't allow it. They wouldn't allow them to build the windmill park.
Mm. Okay, then there should be a solution for that the sound is getting smarter, that there was no sound who helped them.
Merci beaucoup de nous avoir écoutés. C'était le projet Comenius. Au revoir.